Blog Talk Radio.
Inner sight.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why
tonight.
It's playing. It's playing.
The show tonight is dedicated.
High on a mountain, yeah, western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding along on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, and ooh, he made some sigh. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. And those were the days when a horse he called Music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by-and-by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories, he used to ride. And he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky, marking the place where a horse he called Music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
All right, Inner Sight with right there with Willie and Merle, that song dedicated to engineer, who's making that horrible noise?
I'm not making any noise.
Somebody is. It's a horrible noise.
Sorry. I'll mute Lorraine.
Clear the mic.
Yep.
It went throughout the whole song.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah. Didn't you hear that? You're supposed to be on top
of
that.
No, I have.
You're supposed to be in good ear.
I have hearing loss. You forget?
Oh, come on. You could hear that.
No, I couldn't.
You can feel the vibration of.
No, I don't feel the. I'm not used to that yet. I'm learning, but I'm not used to that yet to hold the vibration.
Did you close the mic?
Yes, I did.
All right. Our inner sight and this show tonight dedicated to the memory of Brian Baker, who made the Day for Milton possible, and our deepest condolences to the Baker family, to Danielle and the two girls, and all the others in the family. So, in thinking about this show tonight, it occurred to me that we who are disabled and elderly are not protected the way other people are. So now, I thought of why aren't the agencies doing something about that? You know, they should be advocating for protection for the millions of us, because they get money because of us. You know, now there are numerous examples of what I'm talking about. You know, take one of the latest examples. You know, when we did the Day for Milton, and how Michelle had to send her dog back to the school and never saw it again. And they were responsible for the death of the dog. Now, who and what protects her now? I mean, the whole thing, it's almost a year and her dog is dead. She really has no grounds on a lawsuit. Supposedly it's supposed to be a lawsuit, but there's really no ground because there's no law in dealing with a service dog school. So why aren't the agencies doing something about this? Now, the inner side idea, and it occurred to me, we should have a union. A very strong union, you know, I just off the top of my head, of course, it would have to be all worked out, top of my head, say every disabled person paid $5 a month to do this, you know, that's a lot of money when you add up millions and millions of people. And $5, you know, that goes into the kitty. So there you have some money to deal with. Plus the agencies could fundraise for the union. You know, of course, you have to come up with a name for it and all that. Now, the way I perceive or inner sight perceives this working is, something happened to somebody. We'll take the example of Michelle. And there are many, many others that we'll talk about, but we'll just take that one for now. Her dog was killed at the school. Right? An arrest was made. Nothing happened to the person. Who's making all that noise in the background? You hear that noise? You cannot have all that noise on my show.
It's not me.
Well, you're responsible.
Maybe it's
you're
the show. I don't hear it. Be honest with you. I don't hear it.
Now it's stopped. And please, whoever it is, don't let it start up again, okay? Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you'd have this union, you know, established. And the purpose of this union, it's not the regular of union that you know, that we, you know, that protects people with jobs and all that. The purpose of this union would be to protect people in various ways when there's no law and no regulation. All right, now in Michelle's case, what would it mean? It would mean, first of all, that there would be money there to get her a guide dog. All right. It would also mean that there would be money there to help open the center that we want to open to teach blind and disabled people how to train dogs on their own. In addition to that, there would be money to advertise, you know, and to let people know that these schools should be licensed. And it would all be dedicated and surrounded by what happened to Milton in my mind. I mean, if I had my way. So that's how it would work. And, of course, each case is different. I mean, look what happened with we'll take another example. Look what happened with yours truly and my friend Alex, Alexandra, who we were on our way to a nursing home to help a blind woman, and they wouldn't let us on the bus, the express ride, because of my guide dog, right? It took 5 years for something to happen on that. 5 years traded the whole damn thing. The driver got away with it. The company claimed they went out of business. Who knows if that's true? You know. Now, if we had a union, we could have done something about that. You know, we could have published. Ad in the news and on the radio letting people know that there must be a stronger law, that the law is not strong enough, that this should never happen, somebody who needs that guide dog. See? Part of the problem why these things go on is because it's not being combated. You know, the courts don't combat it. The human rights don't really combat it. What do? They don't do a damn thing. They tell people, you got to put up a poster that dogs are allowed. What the hell does that do? Nothing. Doesn't do a damn thing. You know why? Because that poster should say, and you can end or be fined or wind up in jail for X amount of years. It doesn't say that. It doesn't mean a damn thing. In fact, it's an insult to us. If we had a union with money behind us, paid into by the, you know, it'd be like an insurance policy, paid into by the disabled and the elderly, we could use that money every time something happens. We could use that money to demonstrate what we believe should be changed. See, that's the problem. That's what you need. And when we come back, I want to tell you how that would apply to the nursing homes, because it would. It really would. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Brian Baker, by the way, tonight. Shelby's Kitchen, right across from the Brewing Hall, where we had the day for Milton. 631-286-0444. They do delicious sandwiches. We had delicious sandwiches at the hall that day. And, you know, they do catering, and they make all kinds of delicious food. Tom Kruger is a great cook. I didn't know that, but I found out. All right. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And never underestimate the power of prayer. I learned today that Kennedy's wife is greatly improved with the battle for cancer. All right. I'm very happy about that. I'm gonna be calling him tomorrow. Wish him and his family a happy holiday. But greatly improve is the word. I don't know about his sister yet. I'm going to try to find out about that tomorrow. So please keep the prayers up. You know, privately or publicly, whatever way you do it. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Good friend to Inner Sight. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And you can count on them for a lot of things. 631-880-7929. We thank Joe Delgado and the whole crew over there for coming down to the day for Milton. All right, don't forget, you need dog food, cat food. Nobody starved on Long Island. Gary, his group, that's the name of it, Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085 is the phone number. You need dog food, cat food, just give them a call. 631-484-3085. This is Inner Sight, tonight's show. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Brian Baker, who loved Milton, the guide dog, and Brian was a great help to the community. He was a volunteer fireman, among other things, and he's sorely missed, of course. Deepest condolences to Danielle and the two girls that he left behind, two daughters. All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, we honor them, we remember them, and all the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. By the way, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about we ought to have an insurance policy to protect us. A lot, you know, how many people have an insurance policy to protect them? All kinds of insurance. But we, the disabled, don't. You know, we don't have an insurance policy to protect us from going into a nursing home. We don't have an insurance policy to protect us when we're denied a service dog. We don't have an insurance policy to protect us when we're denied accessibility because we're in a wheelchair. Where's the insurance for all that? See? That's what's needed. Because it should be publicized. And, you know, you really need to publicize it with an organization like the PR Newswire, because the news does not do us justice at all. That's hit and miss. If you have the PR Newswire, you can get the story out there. and people are going to see it. And, of course, that costs money. That would be part of the insurance. So there's a way to keep people out of nursing homes. Have an insurance policy. Of course, the agencies would have to be mandated. It would have to be by law that they're allowed to raise the money to keep people out. You know, there's a big contradiction here in this system. The state will spend money to give people home health aides in their own home. But when it reaches a certain climax, they won't spend that money anymore. They'll put the person in the nursing home. Now, why don't the agencies at that point step in and say, no, you won't. This person has insurance. Yeah, that would work. I mean, of course, you'd wind up in a big court fight. Is this legal? Is this blah, blah, blah? Now, how could it not be legal? I mean, people have all kinds of insurance. You even have scammers calling up trying to sell you insurance. Happens every day of the week. I heard a thing on the radio the other day on the news where the government allows billions of calls to be made to people that are in the form of a scam, and they can't stop it. It's more like they don't want to stop. But there you have an idea. You know, this is why you need people with money to step up and say, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to invest in this, because this is our future. You know, we don't want our children to go to a nursing home. We don't want that. We don't want our money to be paid to a nursing home and our house and whatever we have accomplished in life, you know, to be spent on a nursing home whose bottom line is greed and doesn't care about people. So different aspects can be covered by this insurance idea. And, you know, that's how it would work. With the agencies would be involved. They could use it as a fundraiser tool. They could make money on it. And the disabled. Now, who couldn't afford $5 a month? You know? I mean, come on. You know, you could get it, if need be, you can get the $5 donated. You know? So, $5 a month. Times, let's say, argument say 40 million disabled people, right? How much money is that?
A lot.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Major insurance money. Plus whatever the agencies can raise and put in. You know? That would be a big fund. You know, the thing is, how do you get... You're going to have to legalize it, because this stupid thing where if you get anything extra, they penalize you, you know. Well, this money in the insurance wouldn't be going to the person per se. It would be going to the cause. See, that's different.
Yeah.
So I don't think they could get over with us on that. If there's a cause involved, you know, and a nonprofit, okay, you know, you use inner sight. Go ahead. Be my guest. How are they going to get over that if someone is discriminated against? You know, you can't get in a place with a wheelchair. You're discriminated against. You know, and then here comes the ADA. You want to go to court years and years and years before you even get started. Of course, they're all backed up now because of the stupid virus. We all know that. Years before you even get into the judge's place, you know. So here comes the insurance. And what does the insurance do? It doesn't judge people. It doesn't say that they're guilty or innocent. What the insurance does is it points out that we need better law. We need a better system. You know, we need to make it so that there's enforcement on the spot. And the insurance comes along and says, look, the government's gonna pay half to modify this place, and the insurance is going to pay the other half. Then if they don't do it, you can really kick their ass, especially if they had a new law. You see how that works?
Yeah.
And you go through the whole country, and each time someone is dealt a blow, now keep in mind that not all of these blows are going to be legitimate. I realize that. There's going to be a lot of phony stuff going on. That happens all the time, no matter what you do. So you got to decipher it. You got to determine, did this really happen? Is this real? You know. So you're going to need money to pay an investigator to go to the scene and to see if did this really happen. Can a wheelchair get in here? And so on and so forth. Got to cover the whole nine yards. But that's our idea. And then with that plan, people wouldn't have to go to nursing homes, even if they were still there. And then you'd have a much easier time to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, because you'd be able to advertise what you can do with these nursing homes, something better than is being done. You plaster it all over the internet. You put it on the PR Newswire. You can hire a public relations firm. And the story would be bouncing all over the place and make more people aware. And eventually the Congress will say, hey, we better do something about this. That what we need was insurance. You know, now I don't know anything about insurance. I know a good friend of mine is an insurance man. You know, I could certainly ask him, run this by him, and say, how do you start something like this? You know, maybe he'd like the idea. And he's disabled himself. If anybody could start it, Tony could. You know, I believe he still has his license. Wouldn't that be amazing? $5 a month from each disabled person?
That would.
Go into this fund and have it available when someone runs into a problem. You know, you get it investigated, you find out it's legitimate. And then you sit down and you have a committee. Yeah, you have lawyers on the committee, you have people, silos on the committee, you know what I mean? You sit down and you determine, you find out, now what can we do here? You know, why did this happen? Every situation is different. And no situation is perfect. But it would be a hell of a better thing than what we've got now, where you can't do nothing. You know? I mean, you take every situation that we have to deal with, something can be done about it, but only if you have the means to do it. And nothing is ever done, or very little, I should say, is ever done when somebody is discriminated against. You know, Bahamundi, a lawyer friend, told me a few months ago that this woman that he was representing couldn't get into this building because it was full of steps. You know, she was in a wheelchair. And during the whole case, she passed away.
Yes, Ita.
831 New York, in her sight. She passed away, and that sort of ended the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to my knowledge, I could be wrong. I'll double check. Those steps are still there.
I bet you.
Well, she died.
That's right.
Now, if you had insurance, you could make that place accessible. And if there was a law that says they have to do it under penalty of arrest and so on and so forth, you could do it. But you see, there's all kinds of situations that aren't being covered. And why wouldn't the big corporations want to be a part of this?
That's right.
This is going to improve the country. It's going to put people who can't get a job back to work. It's going to make people pay taxes. You know? You're going to spend money to renovate these things. There's taxes right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're helping the whole country with this idea. Not just for us. The whole country benefits. Well, there you have it. 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
No. Let me check again.
All right.
Just Lorraine. You want Lorraine in?
Yeah, again? Sure. Okay, but don't, but I don't want all that noise.
That's right.
Hello?
And get... Hi, how you doing? Hi.
Hey. Yeah. Get the Able News on. You better do that.
Okay. Yep.
All right, in a site.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
I dedicated to the memory of Brian Baker, and I met Brian very briefly when we had a meeting several weeks ago with Michelle at the brewing hall, and he was so intent about Milton. You know, he wanted the whole world to know about Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he did whatever he could within the context of his business, giving us the hall to honor Milton. So this show tonight dedicated to the memory and honor of Brian Baker. And, we have to change this system. Now, you know, the big question is, and you've heard this question many, many times, What do you want? Able-bodied person asking a disabled person, what do you want? And you know, and you know how you handle that? You throw it right back at them. I want what you want.
Yeah, that's what I do.
What do you want?
Exactly.
You know, and then of course, well, you're disabled. I'm not. I said, and the response is, well, I'm only disabled if they don't make it so I can access it. If they make it the right way, I'm not disabled anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah, you're right.
You have it. You know, you have what you need. So there it is. What do we want? The same thing everybody else wants.
Equality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to go down the street, be able to go down any street and read a damn sign and read a window and find a store and whatever you got to do. Any street in the country. We don't have that. I don't even have it around my block where I live. I wouldn't know where the hell I was. Nothing there to read. Can't read it. I mean, you know, maybe one or two houses have raised letters. Big deal. You know? Give me a break. Kiss my ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not impressed with that. I want the same thing the other guy has. Equality.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. And that's why we need something like this insurance, you know. And to be able to get the big corporations involved, you know, they would have to see it, that this is going to help their business. And it will.
Sure. Yeah.
So, in a sight, and oh, tomorrow night, by the way, don't forget, tomorrow night's the fun night here. Monday we're taking off Memorial Day. We're going to honor the military who sacrificed for us. So Inner Sight's going to have a night of silence for them. But, tomorrow, the funny. Don't forget, Jimmy Dinigan will be here. You know what Jimmy's favorite song was? I got to tell you, in school, he drove us nuts. Now, some of you may remember that there were, in the 50s and 60s, there were a lot of cowboy stars, right?
Yeah.
Gene Autry was one of the biggest. And he had this song called Back in the Saddle.
Oh, I like the song.
That was his theme song. Well, Jimmy could never get the words right. He messed the words up so bad that he just kind of humbled over them and then he made them up. Well, he's going to sing that song tomorrow night. Right here on Inner Sight.
Okay.
So you don't want to miss it. Louis DeLip will be here. Oh, we're going to have Sweet Pepper Treat with her music segment and whatever else, you know, in between will come out of that. That should be a lot of fun with Sweet Pepper. Yeah. So that's tomorrow night on The Funny. I think most people, I think that's their favorite show, The Funny.
Yeah, pretty much.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And Lorraine, are you on the air? Are you there?
Yes.
Lorraine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can
I'm
hardly
here.
Hear you. I want to ask you about the show.
Yes.
How are you doing with it?
I'm doing okay, just for the exception that today I was supposed to have one, and for some reason, I don't know what happened, but it said there would be no shows for 24 hours.
Well, don't get discouraged, because, you know, things are bound to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You
I know it takes time.
Yeah. You learn how to overcome it, and you'll be all right.
Okay,
you know?
I am.
And I would take it slow, you know. I wouldn't. How many times a week you do it now?
I do it twice a week and once on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to keep it at this point at twice a week. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Three times might be too much for you. I don't know, but I mean, you know better than me. I'm only telling you what would do it. You know, but you got it. It takes time to build it up. It takes time for people to get used to it. And what you got to try to do is make it so that other people who are involved will benefit, get something out of it.
Yes.
That's the idea. You know? So that's usually why people do things. What's in it for me?
Okay, yeah.
You know? So, something like that. You know, you might try to get a sponsor.
That's what I was thinking about, yeah.
We have a couple of sponsors. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Try to get a sponsor in the neighborhood, maybe, or somebody you know, or, you know what I mean?
That's what I've been trying to do, you know.
And invite them on the show. Say, you know, I'll give you a spot once a week with your product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See?
Yes.
And that might attract people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like I'm supposed to be doing a segment called Q&A next Thursday. Yeah. And the person who does the Q&A, he does a Motown review. He's a singer for the legendary Paragons. So he can advertise his shows and everything. And if anybody wants them to do a show for them, he could do that too as well.
Mm-hmm. Lorraine, I have something
yes.
that might be helpful for you. It's called Pod Corn, just the way it sounds, PODCORN, and it has where they deliver to your inbox people's different things that they need. So they're seeking people to say, for example, read a promotion or read whatever, you know, make up whatever you want that will be for that person. I mean, there are a whole bunch of them.
All right, Podcorn.
Yeah. I'll look it up to make sure I'm spelling it right, but I think I am. Okay.
All right.
I'll tell you later.
What is that? Service?
Yeah, what they do is they give you all different things. Like they'll say this is a pre-roll, which means that it comes before the actual show, or mid-roll, and different things that they want you to read or not even read, make up something on your own. There's a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they want you to advertise certain things.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if she's ready for that, but Lorraine, the guy with the Motown, you know, is he going to do a show soon? Do you know any shows?
Yes, he's going to be doing a show soon.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Where is it going to be?
I'm not for certain, but I'm going to be talking to him later on tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to tell him that, you know, what he can do on the show and so he can, you know, advertise his show. And, you know.
Also, see if he'll let you be a part of the show and do your program, you know, within as part of the show, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be nice.
You can do it live, and he might go for it. You know,
he might just go for it. Mm-hmm.
and invite them on the show once a week. And, well, I wouldn't ask them for money right away.
No.
You gotta get yourself established, you know.
Yeah, very much.
Mhm.
All right, in a site around the world, 213-816-1650. Any insurance people out there? We'd like to hear from you. You know, what do you think about an insurance policy to protect people who are disabled and elderly in the form of publicizing? You know, that something like this should not happen. We need a stronger law. This is how it could change. It could be changed, you know. That kind of thing. That's what I mean by I'm not talking about prejudging people if the courts are going to get involved. That, well, I'm not talking about that. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty.
That's for sure.
But I'm talking about letting people know that such and such a place is not accessible, and that it should be, and there should be a stronger law, and you know, things of that sort. A good public relations person would know how to word it, how to bring it about. I think it would be a great idea to have an insurance company like that. And we'd have to come up with a name for it.
We said InterSight Insurance when you said it to me, so I left it at that.
Well, I don't know if we'd call it InterSight Insurance, but
I
want the name to be more descriptive of what it does.
Right.
What it does.
Makes sense. Yeah.
All right, InterSight. Tomorrow night, the funnies, don't forget, Monday we're off, Memorial Day, and my brother served in the Army.
Oh, that's nice. My cousin did.
He served during the Vietnam conflict, which was a horrible one, and he was a communications guy. He had to climb up hundreds of feet in the air on these poles. And, you know, during the training, they shot live rounds off, machine guns. You know, and he told me it scared the hell out of him. But I don't know what happened, but 2 days before his outfit was to go over to Vietnam, his tour of duty was up. 2 days. So he didn't have to go over. He didn't like the Army. Anyway, that's my memorial story. I'm grateful I got my brother. All right, InterSight. Anybody like to be on the show, send us an email, InterSight1620@gmail.com. And we'll get that and put your phone number in. Don't forget to put your phone number. Get that and we'll get back to you. And we're going to try to line up more guests.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's cool. All right. Yeah. And all the help we can get, we need. And that insurance would be a big help. It's a great way to keep people out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if the money was there? And you know, one of the most beautiful things, brother and sister will be helping each other. Everybody puts in the $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put in $20. Better believe it, man. And because it's for a nonprofit, you can get people to say, hey, I'll donate $5,000. Let so many people keep their $5 for the next whatever time. Yeah, that works?
Yeah.
We need something like that. We deserve to be protected in some way. The law won't do it. They're not doing it. How the hell are they doing it? You know, look what happened to our own Lorraine a few months ago, after the jackass wouldn't let me on the accessory with my guide dog. The guy who cursed Lorraine out, and she was afraid to get on the bus. See? In other words, that situation hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't.
No, because they get away with it.
That's right.
If we had an insurance fund, we could set that up in such a way and publicize it that the damn people who run this friggin' thing would be shaking in their boots. They wouldn't be able to walk down the street. They'd have to fix it. And the legislators would have to pay attention to us. Well, that's what we need. We really need something like that to pull together the loose ends and protect us. People are not protected. The elderly and the disabled are taken advantage of more than the non-elderly and able-bodied. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. So, you know, you go for a legal remedy. It takes years, months, 2 years, you know. How about the situation where you apply for a service dog and you go on a waiting list a year or more and the school
mm-hmm.
denies you? Then you go to another school and they deny you. How many people in this country we don't know about have been denied at several schools on a waiting list?
That's right.
If you had insurance, you know, you submit your claim to the insurance company and they look at it, they investigate it, they see, oh, this person has been denied a guide dog for 5 years? What kind of stuff? We'll pay for it. Stick your trainer. See how the insurance works. And attached to that is these schools should be licensed and regulated. So the person gets the dog and we get some good, positive publicity out of it. How we can improve the school. That's what insurance can do. I mean, there's no law. What are you supposed to do? You know? A person is afraid to say anything bad about the school. We know that. But if they had money behind you, it becomes a whole different thing. Now I don't need you.
That's right.
Well, there it is. I mean, the center that we want to open to teach people how to train and, you know, their service dogs and guide dogs, that'll help. But it's not going to change the situation drastically. We need big money behind it.
As well as
that's
the law to change.
That's the only thing that's going to make a difference. Because there are all kinds of situations going on with people, especially who are disabled and elderly. How about the housing, the homeless situation?
Yeah.
Look what the insurance can do for that. You know? Why do people have to lose their dwelling? You know? The government won't help. The insurance can help. You pay your insurance. Now you're entitled to help.
Right.
That's how it would work. So there it is, world. Another inner sight, exciting idea without the money to do it.
Right.
Somebody's got to see it. Somebody's got to step up and do something here. I mean, we're not looking to make people rich. We're looking to make people eat. Pretty different.
Yeah, it is.
So, there it is, inner sight. And this show is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Brian Baker. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, Shelby's Kitchen, great place to eat. And you'll see many, many signs of Milton over there. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, Belport, New York. And I'm sure that you'll see pictures of Brian up there, too, at Shelby's. All right, so tomorrow night, the funnies. We're going to have a lot of fun here tomorrow night. You know, we'll tell you how to get married, Fred Sanford style.
Uh-oh.
You know, the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That Lamont was involved in. Come on, man. All right, inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Inner sight number 631-224-3090. And we'll be here every night, weeknight, 8 to 9. Inner sight. Don't forget the Lorraine show. Hey, Lorraine, what's the number on your show?
Yes, the number on my show is 319-527-6201, and that is from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays.
All right.
And it is called 21 and yeah. And it's called
what's
21
called?
And up. It's called 21 and up chill lounge.
That's me. I'm only 21. And I'm up.
That's true.
All right, inner sight. Thank you so much. Yeah. I hope no girl heard that. Will you stop that? What's wrong with you? A dirty old man. That's right.
Dirty old man.
And I'm going to stay that way till I die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner sight, thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow night on the funnies, don't forget, we'll have a lot of fun here. All right, goodbye, world. Inner sight,
right.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner sight.
Good night, everyone. All right, enjoy your evening. Okay.
Yeah, I'll call you in a bit.
All right, then.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, everyone.